Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 16th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, iMac G4. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of knowledge brought to you by Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, your host today, and I'm thrilled to guide you through the intriguing story behind a device that has seized its place in computing history, the iMac G4. Picture this. It's the early 2000s, and computers still largely resemble beige, boxy towers. They're hefty, they're predictable, and they're definitely not setting any design trends. But then, Apple, a tech company already famous for shaking things up, introduces something that was nothing short of revolutionary. Enter the iMac G4, a computer that redefined the aesthetics of technology and challenged how we think about our gadgets. The iMac G4 was launched in January 2002, and it wasn't just another computer. It was an icon, a refreshing departure from the norm, sporting a design that was sculptural and utterly captivating. The machine's nickname, the Sunflower, as some affectionately called it, came from its striking appearance. A hemispherical base with a flat panel display sprouting from it on an adjustable arm. It was nothing like the hulking desktops before it. But beyond its visually arresting design, what made the iMac G4 truly stand out? Picture an elegant, minimalist machine with a user-friendly aura and yet a powerhouse for its time. Apple engineered this model to be more than just a pretty face. Inside, it boasted a range of impressive specs for the time. Up to a 1.25 GHz PowerPC G4 processor, 256 MB of RAM, and choices for plenty of storage, allowing it to cater to both casual users and those needing more computing power. However, let's take a step back and really delve into what made this design so significant. The iMac G4 ditched the all-in-one chassis of its predecessor for something that gave users not just functional flexibility, but emotional satisfaction through its balance of form and function. What Apple did here was bring computing into the living room, into the open, and they did it in a way that turned heads and homes alike. Consider this. Could a computer be a piece of art, a statement, and a tool? This was a question Apple seemed to answer resoundingly with the iMac G4. It encouraged people to see computers as not just utility devices, but as extensions of personal style. And this wasn't just a marketing gimmick. It was a philosophy, a design language that Apple has carried through its products to this day. Now, as listeners, whether you work from a sleek laptop or cradle your favorite smartphone, think about how these devices impact your life. How do their designs affect the way you feel when using them? Do they spark joy or inspire creativity? Apple, with the release of the iMac G4, was tapping into this emotional core, pushing the notion that our technological tools are, indeed, part of our identity. But what we also shouldn't overlook is the impact of its innovative components on usability. Did you know that this design allowed the display to be easily repositioned? Ask yourself, how important is ergonomics to your daily experience using computers? Apple's intuitive approach here let users adjust the screen with a gentle touch, making it adaptable to various tasks, a precursor to how we interact with technology today. As we wrap up our exploration, I'd love to throw a challenge your way. When was the last time you looked at a piece of technology and felt genuinely inspired by its design? Which device do you think changed the game for innovations in ergonomics and aesthetics? The iMac G4 was not just a turning point for Apple, but a pivotal moment in how we view and interact with technology overall. The influence of the iMac G4 ripples through to this day, serving as a conceptual and spiritual ancestor to Apple's current line of products. Its essence can be seen in the seamless integration of form and functionality in modern devices, influencing industries far and wide beyond computers. Before we part ways, let's take a moment to ponder the ripples such innovations create in society. Consider how the intersection of technology and design constantly reshapes our lives. These innovations invite us to reimagine possibilities, not just in the devices we use, but in how we perceive and engage with the world. I encourage you to dive deeper into the story of the iMac G4 and explore its legacy yourself. How did it influence the gadgets you use today? Or perhaps inspire a new perspective on the objects around you? Thank you for joining me on this journey through one of Apple's most iconic creations. Until next time, keep asking questions, stay curious, and remember, knowledge is just a click away. Welcome to the world of Wikipedia, where every episode opens a new door to endless exploration.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, iMac G4. Thanks for listening. See you next time.